You're listening to the Love Sport Weekend Breakfast Show with myself, Ewan Thomas, and my brilliant co-host today is Luther Blissett. We're here till 12 o'clock, and what an afternoon of sport is lined up today. Yes, West Ham versus Chelsea. That is going to be an absolutely brilliant game. And joining us on the line, delighted to say, Chelsea legend Ron Harris is with us. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
Ron, how are you?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
Excellent, excellent. So, Chelsea, a brilliant start to the season. A lot of people said, including Sarri when he came in, he said, look, it might take a while for my form of football to get, you know, into the players' minds and bear with me, but he's had a good start.
Well, obviously, they've had, what, five or six wins on the spot. I think today might be one of the, you know, the tougher fixtures. It's a London derby. So hopefully things will go well and we get another good result.
I mean, you wouldn't mind it of playing West Ham a couple of weeks ago, but obviously their last game, I think it was at Everton, that they got a great result there. On paper, though, you shouldn't fear them, should you?
Well, as I say, Luther, I tell you, football's a funny old game. You know, maybe if they'd have played a couple of weeks ago, West Ham couldn't win a game. They've had a good result there, most probably got a little bit more appetite. And Chelsea have had a game on Thursday. I'm not saying that's an excuse, but, you know, it most probably if they was to get turned over today, Chelsea, that would be one of the reasons that they're tired and things like that. But that seems to be the modern trend nowadays. I'm sure when Luther was playing, he used to play 60, 70 games a season on pitches that were ankle deep in mud. These fellas today play on like billiard tables. So it just seems to be the excuse. If they was to win quite comfortably today, Chelsea, nobody says anything. But if they lose, it'll be turned around and say, oh, they got delayed, they didn't get back till late and things like that. So just seems to be the modern trend at the moment.
Yeah, but they even with all of that, yeah, you know, Hazard obviously is going to be fit to play because, you know, they left him out of the game the other day to give him a bit of a rest.
Yeah.
It's a game that Chelsea should go into with the belief and the confidence that, you know, they can win it. And they wouldn't even realistically need to be at 100% to win this game because they've got far too much talent all over the pitch to really worry, obviously,
man for man, if you compared the West Ham players, I wouldn't think there'd be too many without being disrespectful to them. We're getting the Chelsea side, but
yeah,
as you know, football's a funny old game, a local derby, and funny things happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's for Sarri, it would be it could be a bit of an eye open to what playing a London derby is all about, because we all know how the West Ham fans will be, and they'll be well up for this one as well, won't they? You know, it could be one of the best atmospheres in that stadium to date.
Well, it's a big, big stadium, and you know, hopefully the likes of Eden Hazard, you know, turn it on. They rested him in the week, so he seems to, you know, the bigger the game, the better. You know, these fellas seem to perform, so hopefully they'll do the business and come away with a victory.
What would be a good season for you then in terms of Chelsea? I mean, on paper, myself and Liverpool were saying earlier, I think it's themselves, Liverpool and City at the moment, are the three clubs who are clearly head and shoulders above the rest. Are they back to their best?
Well, I just think that if Chelsea finish in the top four and make the Champions League, that would be quite a good season because, as I say, you've got a new manager coming in. So hopefully, no disrespects to, you know, if you ask the club or the players whether they would like to play in the Champions League or this Europa, and same with the supporters, you know, I'm sure they would plump for the Champions League. So I think if Chelsea finish in the top four and qualify for the Champions League, that would be a good start for the manager.
Yeah, I think you'd be right for that one. And now, talking about starts, at the top, I get the feeling that Giroud is becoming the first choice to be the target man for Chelsea at the moment in time because he links with the likes of Hazard and Willian and whatever very well. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that, you know, he seems to link up better with Eden Hazard. The other lad, Morata, I think, is desperate for goals. You know, he's had some good opportunities, missed them, and you know, you know, sometimes when your luck's going with you, you can miss it a shot and it goes in. But this fella seems to miss some unbelievable chances, Morata. And I just feel that he's lacking in a bit of confidence at the moment. And the one that seems to be thriving with Eden Hazard is Giroud.
Mm. And do you think, going back to Sarri there, do you think, in terms of, with all due respect, normally Chelsea, the trend is they have a great manager, comes in for a season or two, they win stuff, they seem to get rid of them. Do you think he actually might stay and could build a bit of a legacy at Chelsea?
Well, hopefully, because, you know, when you look at the track record over the last, you know, 10 years sort of thing, they only seem to stay a couple of seasons and then they seem to either fall out and leave. It would be nice... you know, for Sarri to do a stint and win a few things for the club.
I mean, the players obviously seem to like him. They're playing well for him. From what you gather and you can see, is he well respected at the club? As I said, he's had a great start.
Well, I think that without being disrespectful to him, that a lot of the Chelsea supporters wouldn't know who he was until he came here. So obviously, he's on trial as much as maybe one or two of the players he's brought in. But he seems to have bought, you know, wisely at the moment, and things seem to be going ever so well for him. So let's hope it continues this afternoon.
If we're to push you on that, then what do you reckon the result will be?
2-1 to Chelsea.
Yeah? And right then, yeah. Again, for betting purposes, not really, I'm only kidding about the betting bit. Yeah. Who do you think will score the goal today for him?
I fancy Eden Hazard and Willem.
Good man.
Well, we look out for your predictions. Thanks so much for joining us. It's a pleasure, as ever.
Pleasure.
That was Chelsea legend, of course, Ron Chopper Harris. Great having him on the line. So, it was interesting.
Safest
that...
place to have him.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't want him pinned to the touchline and you're running at him and he's waiting for you, that's for sure.
So do you think he's right in saying that? It could possibly be the best atmosphere so far down at that London Stadium, because it hasn't been home, has it, for West Ham fans? They've not enjoyed it there.
No, it hasn't. And, you know, they've got an opportunity, I think, today, that team, to put in a performance. And if they were to get a result against their local... you know, their nearest rivals sort of thing, where they are, that could be one heck of a performance and that could really set their season up.
I was about to say, that could change the season, couldn't it?
It could, because suddenly, you know, the thoughts about that stadium is no longer so much about the stadium, it's about what they're watching, it's about their team and it's their performance and that win. And it could go an awful long way to start turning things in a more positive way about what the stadium, you know, means and feels to the people that go and watch football there.
How much does it change in a dressing room like that if you get a good result against a club that you'd love to beat?
Oh, goodness me. You know, it's the result ultimately is everything. And when you walk off and you know that you've deserved it, you've earned it, you've actually won it. You know, it's not be handed to you by a mistake or whatever. It is just one of the best feelings ever. And it's one of those that you can just move forward with. And, you know, the confidence you take into your next game following that is just immense.
And I suppose on the flip side, if you deserve to win and you lose a game, you're absolutely shattered. And but in terms of your mindset.
You are a bit, but the fact that, I mean, the consolation side of that is what you get out of a performance when you know you've played well and you've maybe just lost out by something unfortunate or a bit of brilliance by somebody. You think yourself, barring that today, you know, that would have been ours today. And, you know, you've got to go on the positive, and that is the big positive out of it when you lose that sort of a game.
Talking of brilliance, looking at Chelsea, Hazard, I mean, he's arguably one of the best players in Europe.
He really is.
I mean this with respect, but... is he too good for Chelsea? Do you think to progress in his career, he'll have to do like Gareth Bale did and go to Europe?
I think the Chelsea team he's got around him at this moment in time, you know, Europe would be a better prospect for him at this moment.
It's a tough one though, isn't it? Because you think when Bale left Spurs, you know, he was flying in the Premier League, but then he made the decision to progress his career, and Hazard would arguably have to do the same thing.
I mean, if Hazard played for, you know, a Barcelona or a Real Madrid, you know, his performance level would go up again, because he's now playing in a system that all the players understand, and he's now bringing something different to that, you know, again. So, no, I think the better players you play with, the better more it is for
you. What's your quick prediction for that game today, then, West Ham-Chelsea?
I think it'd be a draw today.
A draw?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 2-2 as well. I'm going to go for a draw.
Good man.
The time is 20 past 10.